This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 314 for Friday, March 17th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were lower at Friday's close after trading to both sides of unchanged. Canola down 320 in the nearby May contract at $752.60 per ton. That contract had traded as low as $741 earlier today, eventually moved higher above unchanged for parts of the later session before ending with small losses. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were lower as continued weakness in crude oil weighed on world vegetable oil markets. However, canola did find some support to the downside, managing to move well off its session lows. Solid weekly Canadian exports of about 200,000 tons were down slightly from the previous week, but year-to-date movement, 5.5 million tons to date, remains well ahead of last year's pace. In the U.S., soybeans were lower while corn and wheat were stronger. Soybeans dropped in sympathy with crude oil and other outside markets. The May contract down 15 cents at $14.76 per bushel. Crude oil has lost nearly $10 per barrel over the past week, with a general global economic uncertainty in the banking sector adding to the broad selling pressure in beans today. However, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange lowered their estimate on the size of Argentina's soybean crop to only 25 million tons. That would be down by 4 million from an earlier forecast and the smallest crop in over two decades. Corn, underpinned by solid exports, once again the May contract up a penny at $6.34 per bushel. After announcing large U.S. corn export sales to China nearly every day this week, the USDA announced another 191,000 tons of business this morning. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange cut their forecast on Argentina's corn crop by 1.5 million tons, now pegging it at 36 million, which would be the smallest in 7 years. Wheat, meanwhile, was higher across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 11 cents in the May contract at $8.60 per bushel. Kansas City 16 cents higher in the May contract at $8.35 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 11 cents in the May contract at $7.10 per bushel. The agreement allowing Ukrainian grain to move through the Black Sea is set to expire this weekend. While it's generally expected that it will be extended, it does remain to be seen how long that extension will be. Yesterday, the International Grain Council released their first estimates for next year's world wheat production, with their 787 million ton forecast down from the 801 million tons expected for the current marketing year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, March 17th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.